It's GPB. I'm Leah Fleming. Next month, the University of Georgia's College of Education will bear the name of a trailblazer. Mary Frances Early was the first Black student to graduate from the school in 1962. She went on to become the music coordinator for Atlanta Public Schools, as well as a professor at Morehouse and Spelman Colleges. Well, now Early's name will grace UGA's College of Education starting in February. I recently sat down with Mary Frances Early in our GPB studio to talk about her journey, starting with her first day on the campus of UGA in Athens.
I was not welcomed. I was not wanted. The first day, of course, was registration. And I met at Dr. Kelly. Dr. Kelly was a dentist, a local dentist, Black dentist. He had offices in Atlanta and in Athens. And he had come to my home when he heard that I was coming to Athens. And he agreed to let me meet with a student to accompany me to registration. It was a white student. Her name was Mae March, and she met me and we bonded immediately. She was an art major. And we went to the Coliseum. Now it's the Coliseum, but then it was a gym. We went to the gym for registration, and as we approached, this was my first day on campus. As we approached, the students were lined up in front of the gym, and they were chatting loudly. And as they saw us come into view, it got very, very quiet. Nobody said anything, but they looked, they stared. And Mae and I just continued to talk. That was sort of the scariest moment, because you never knew what was going to happen.
Let me step back. You didn't actually start your college career at UGA, but you decided to transfer there from Michigan, as you were saying.
Yes.
After watching the two first Black students at the school, Charlene Hunter Galt and Hamilton Holmes, and they were enduring all kinds of persecution on campus, why did you decide to put yourself in that position after seeing what they were going through?
Because I was furious. I'd grown up in segregated South, and I knew that they weren't wanted on campus, but I thought the university should have been able to protect them, and they didn't. And yet they were suspended from campus for their own safety and the safety of others.
Because I know you have said this really, it wasn't your intention to necessarily go there, but to have a say in terms of civil rights in the movement,
right,
to be involved in it.
Yes, because civil rights movement was going on all around us. The students were marching into Riches. It was Riches then, now it's Macy's. They were picketing in movies, and I couldn't do that. I was teaching. That was my fourth year of teaching, and I knew I would have been fired. So I said, I can go to school. I'm a good student, and I can go to school. They can't keep me out on that cause.
So when you graduated in 1962, you knew that you were the first Black to graduate. Did that,
right.
What was that like? What did that mean to you?
It was surreal. No one spoke to me. No students, no faculty, no administration. And I thought, this is the beginning of something big. And I am privileged to be part of it. Because after this day, the University of Georgia would no longer be segregated. It had been segregated for over 175 years. But it gave me a feeling of defeat, in a sense, because I had not been able to generate friends because they didn't want to be friendly. So I thought, but it's a victory. It's a victory for people of color, because others may now come, and that has happened.
Yeah. You mentioned before that at times you were forgotten after you graduated for 38 years, but then there came a Black professor that brought you back into existence, so to speak.
Yes. He was doing a documentary on Horace Ward, who was the first Black to even apply to University of Georgia. Fortunately, he was working with Donald Hollowell, who was the chief counsel for Charlene and Hamilton. And Dr. Daniels was doing this documentary, and both Jesse Hill and Donald Hollowell told him, well, you know, Mary Frances Early is the first Black to get a degree from UGA. He'd been working on UGA's campus, but he'd never heard my name. But then he did research. He went and looked for transcripts and programs and all that sort of thing. And he was able to confirm that it was true.
So this honor is going to be happening. Your name is going to be added to the College of Education building. What does it mean for you?
I really can't describe it. It's almost unbelief because I never expected. If you think back to 1962 and what happened, by the way, I went back in 64 and got a second degree in 67, a specialist degree in education. Things were a little better, but it was not as it is today. I am so honored. I'm humbled. I'm proud. Because it's for education, and I spent my entire career in education, music education. And now I know that the monies that were generated for this initiative will go to needs-based students. And those students can become teachers or administrators or somewhere in the educational sphere. And they can bring joy to students as I did, because our world will be a better place if our populace is educated. So teachers, to me, are very important. And that makes me proud that it's the College of Education.
Yeah. So we are in some tough times racially right now. It seems like the more things change, the more they stay the same. It seems like history is kind of coming back around right now. What advice do you have for those of us who are living through these tough times right now? Do you think about that?
Oh, I do every day. I think perseverance is the key. We have to keep hope. We have to keep thinking that things can change. But then we have to take an active part in making that happen. That's what I did. I told my mom when she said, you don't really want to go to the University of Georgia. There's trouble down there. Right. We're looking at a riot. I said, but mother, I have to do something. I cannot stand on the sidelines and wait for somebody else to solve the problems. So that's what we have to do today. We have to become involved in any way that we can to make this world what it can be, and especially our nation.
All right, I've been speaking with Mary Frances Early, and we'd like to thank you so much for your time and all you have done to help us in this time. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much. It's been a privilege.
You can find an extended video of our conversation at gpbnews.org.
Why shall not, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved just like a tree.
This is GPB.